Blog Talk Radio.
Swallowing four spoons of pain. While they hide, we dance in the rain. We are not perfect. We are not glamorous. We are not Hiltons. We are not Kardashians. We are anti-gag with our hands tied tight around our backs while Bush formed a wreck. When Obama killed Osama, we refuse to clap because America's a terrorist too. It's just a fact. We are filthy poor, the opposite of Jersey Shore. So fuck Snooki and a stylist, huh? We are not commodities. We are bleeding hearts. Trapped inside the middle of these circling sharks. We are the apocalypse standing in the dark. We're bright lights and fame are the opposite of art. So clap for the anonymous, cheer for the unlikely. Let the fucking world know who you might be. In the Marilyn Manson, screaming fuck the world like it's a national anthem. We are not popular, we are not praised. We are not 60s, we are not Kanye. We are icons without the glamorous lips. Like Heidi from the hills in a plastic kit. So while the president fucks you, the rich get rich and try to paint me as an anarchist. You made me a demon, so I'm aiming and squeezing and enjoying the pain and the bleeding. Fuck the prom queen, fuck being beautiful. We are not low hands, we are the unusual. The indisputable, misfit lifestyle, framed by the pain that was aimed at the White House. Clap with the invisibles, march with the phantoms. Rise up with the throwaway anthem. Than a pilot, but never had a sky view. Bottom floor poor with a knack for being lied to. Painted face wasteland, the opposite of Graceland.
Singing in a symphony of silence, defiance. Sleeping with the wolves and dancing with the lions. In a city riots, burning down the tyrants. Juggalos and misfits tackling the giants.
Let's get it on, fit it, spit it, out, out. Let them hear you shout,
let them hear you sing.
Radio with your host Tavik, co-host Ghetto G. Ghetto will be joining us very shortly. And as for me, shit, I'm back. Y'all know if we didn't do a show last night, so, I mean, because I got to work today. Maybe I'll work again tomorrow morning, but fuck it. I'll do a show, 2 hours. But, you know, for those keeping track of wrestling, like me and Ghetto G do. Man, oh man, all I gotta say. So far right now, we have no WWE champion. I mean, shit, let's put it this way. The minute... I mean, okay, you know, things are fucking hectic in the WWE. That's what I'm gonna say right now. Shit's fucking nuts. And, I don't know, should we go with some dope real quick? We are.
No regrets. No regrets.
I think up next, it's time for Rose the Fallen Angel featuring VMC and Del Monster.
Welcome to the feast.
I thought I told you I'm a monster. And I can't be stopped. I got a plan that just can't be stopped. Motherfucker, I'm a monster. Understand me, I'm just a fan. Can we not? You are fucking with a monster.
Motherfucker, I'm a monster like Godzilla or King Kong. I'll crush your balls to dust as if I was playing ping pong. Anybody home, I'm ringing neck like ding dong. I wanna be a mosh pit, this ain't a fucking sing along. I wanna see a fist pumping hard, my monstrosities. I'll kick your ass
It's like I'm on a soccer team. You family down, you a family down. You get me in my face, so I'm about to round my clouds. Loud. I wanna see a headbang. I wanna see some brain pain. Get out of my way, I got some extreme road rage. I blow through your town and leave 100 hoe tags. I'm coming at you grown, angry and gritty. Raised in the Bay, that's San Francisco City. Don't pity me, man, when shitty hitting the fan. I got a stand for fans, record the shit in a minivan.
I'm a monster, and I can't be stopped. I got a plan that just can't be stopped. Motherfucker, I'm a monster.
You see me coming through, you better just get to running. You piss me off so much, you thought I was gonna do nothing. Then you don't even know me, you're just acting. You're at an Oscar than wanting people to start clapping. Riddled with mental illness, I blame them for the killers. These romantic horror thrillers is the only thing I'm filming. The message that I'm delivering has got you in penicillin. See my brain's a little twisted, it slips on in every minute. Yeah, clinically insane and a little fucking deranged. I'm a danger and a threat to everyone in the way. Got you breaking out your sweats and every word that I say. Thought that I was just a gimmick, you changed your mind right away. See, I'm sicker than demonic, so so much iller than vomit. I'll set a car on fire just to throw you on the bonnet. It's the up and coming devil that's rhyming with fallen angels. We gon' do this shit forever, we more than complete strangers.
I'm a monster, and I can't be stopped. I got a plan that just can't be stopped. Motherfucker, I'm a monster. Understand me, I'm just a fan, we can't.
A monster, a fight piece became the Joker. A demonic soldier, I have spent years to tell this. To be what is a pimp, control the gifts of being dealt. Your souls are there for the sucking, the mind is well on yourself. Subliminal, subtext, subtitle, inner subconscious. Subterranean like a submarine, the details you're locked in. Like master and searching his mind, too much thinking. Diamonds are eliminated. That means you're in my mind, man. Bring that mental mentality. Your mind is at insanity. This magic is even the devil's fantasy.
Could the magic
get me worse? At best, and suck out my tongue. Straight yet, get something tight. In case I get any worse, I'd be worse than the worst religion. If I'm to own a church, a monster. Higher purpose like the Pope can't be touched. Much I can't be stopped. My plans will never be topped. A torture, Scotsman, this fucking lost
man. I told you I'm a monster, and I can't be stopped. I got a plan that just can't be stopped. Motherfucker, I'm a monster. Understand me, I'm just a fan. We think that we not. You are fucking with a monster. And I can't be stopped. I got a plan that just can't be stopped. Motherfucker, I'm a monster. Understand me, I'm just a fan. We think that we not. I'm about to tell you I'm a monster.
And we are back. Now let's see here. Up next. Sounds like I stay the fuck awake. Einstein, Tech Nine.
Yeah.
And we are back. Up next, ABK. I'm coming swinging.
Bring it to the ring. Stick and move. Let's see who the last man stands. You fucking with a killer for real. Bitch.
This time I'm coming swinging with my hatchet high. I'm about to let it loose cause it's do or die. Go ahead and tell somebody, spread the word to the streets. ABK done lost his mind, now he's disturbing the peace. Hey, I don't give a shit and you can let it be known. And I'ma let it be shown, motherfucker, I'm grown. I'ma swing if I want to and you can't stop me. It's too hard to do if you're weak and sloppy. Put your fist up, swing them till somebody cries. Supersize a hater up with the order and up the fries. Let them see just how we do and what it's like to have somebody coming after you. Watch out.
Tell everybody you know. Let everybody you know. Tell everybody you know.
This time I'm coming swinging.
Go tell everybody you know. Let everybody you know. Tell everybody you know.
This time I'm coming swinging.
Go tell everybody you know. Let everybody you know. Tell everybody you know.
This time I'm coming swinging.
Go tell everybody you know. Let everybody you know. Tell everybody you know.
This time I'm coming swinging.
Show 'em a psycho, I can deal with it. Ain't no thing. It's okay, I agree. I love bringing the pain. And I'm not the only one who loves they hatchet. Swinging it with perfection from plenty of practice. I'm just a native that's out for a kill. It's time to battle, so understand I'm coming for real. I don't pick them when it happens, it just comes to me. And if I can't walk away, I stand so they can see. When you step into the ring, ready to do your thing.
Come swing it.
What?
Come swing it.
If they love to talk, cause the fight's what they want.
Come swing it.
What?
Come swing it.
Tell everybody you know, let everybody you know, tell everybody you know.
This time I'm coming swinging.
Go tell everybody you know, let everybody you know, tell everybody you know.
This time I'm coming swinging.
Go tell everybody you know, let everybody you know, tell everybody you know.
This time I'm coming swinging.
Go tell everybody you know, let everybody you know, tell everybody you know.
This time I'm coming swinging.
The Hatchet Warrior, yet another psychopath. Known to kill anyone in his
home. Sharp like an axe blade, swift on my feet. Born to come hard with my animal instincts. Night crawling to your watch your health. I'm the sound that you hear when you're by yourself. Like a killer on the street, I beat that's me. Coming hotter than the sun, cause I'm bringing the heat. So if you rolling with me, come on. It's time to get the show on. And bring it to these motherfuckers acting like they so grown. Break them down like a bag of some poop weed. And tell them you ain't the one for someone to defeat. Put it out there, show that it's known. That the hatchet, you better come swinging or go home.
Go tell everybody you know, let everybody you know, tell everybody you know.
This time I'm coming swinging.
Go tell everybody you know, let everybody you know, tell everybody you know.
This time I'm coming swinging.
Go tell everybody you know, let everybody you know, tell everybody you know.
This time I'm coming swinging.
Go tell everybody you know, let everybody you know, tell everybody you know.
This time I'm coming swinging.
Go tell everybody you know, let everybody you know, tell everybody you know.
This time I'm coming swinging.
Tell everybody you know, let everybody you know, tell everybody you know.
This time I'm coming swinging.
Go tell everybody you know, let everybody you know, tell everybody you know.
This time I'm coming swinging.
Go tell everybody you know, let everybody you know, tell everybody you know.
This time I'm coming swinging. Swinging.
If I had one last chance to do things over in my life, one last chance to say things to people before they left or passed on, the opportunity to see the ones close to me every day just to say, hey.
And we're back at holy shit. The cracker's back. What's up, Ghetto? What's up, Chill?
Hey, what's up, yeah?
Everyone got a game plan until they get punched in the mouth.
That's the shit.
Yeah. Now, what's funny, Ghetto, is the fact that all that even goes straight to fucking the two referees, Daniel Bryan, Randy Orton.
Yeah, they had to cut the power to get the Big Show there.
Damn. So that fool should just start bombing on fools. Fuck what they say, just bomb on fools.
Well, that's what he did tonight to screw up the main event.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
So let's guess what the next pay-per-view is going to be.
Oh, you know.
A triple threat match for the title.
Really? That's
come on.
Yeah. Man, they got...
Come on, man. He comes out and knocks them both out. You know, this was their rematch for the title. Now he's going to get thrown in there. It's going to be a triple threat match.
Yep.
But here's another one for you, Chill. Ryback lost by getting kicked in the nuts.
Hey, I thought that fool was going to marry him Monday.
You going to what?
I thought Paul Heyman was going to marry that fool Monday.
Man, they're already married.
Sure, the way you got one, I was like, I'll clear.
Yeah, I don't think that can get any more gayer.
Yep.
And I think Brock Lesnar might get a little, jealous.
Then next thing you know, it's the fucking CM Punk situation all over again.
Yeah. It's pretty bad whenever the Divas have better matches than CM Punk and Ryback.
Damn. That's fucking cold.
And their matches only last like 2 minutes.
Right.
Yeah, and then they always give you the pointless matches. Like they gave us Kali and Santino versus the Real Americans. Like anybody gives a shit.
Right.
Like really? That's on the pay-per-view?
That's sad.
I guess they really needed matches.
Right. Man, they over here dictating stuff.
Yeah.
And they need matches. Wow.
Surprised they didn't have the fucking mini bull come out and wrestle or something.
Right. I think it's because John Cena's out for the injury. I think that's why.
Yeah, but like that should have been an opportunity for them to give us, worthwhile things.
Right, straight up.
But instead, they replaced it with nonsense.
They're slacking, like me.
Yeah, like Hogan. It's Kali versus the Real American.
Hell no. How the fuck did he even win? Fucking, what was it, Monday? He all fucking swung his ass around. He got up. Like, hey, he's like, I'm okay. Nigga drop. I'm like, no, you're not. He thought you can hang.
Whenever he does that, man, he spins around like 27 times.
Yeah, then he's like, I'm okay. He's like, nigga, stop faking.
Although tonight he spun around the Great Khali and he only spun around a few times.
Because he was fucking heavy. That's all.
And then he pinned him.
Like, but he can't pin Santino. What kind of shit is that?
Although the Great Khali may be a better wrestler than Roman Reigns, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
Since, although there's people in that chat, man, they were talking about how they could see Roman Reigns as a champion. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
I heard that fool got jumped by Cody and his brother. That shit was funny. They had hoodies on. They just tacked ass coming out the stand.
Yeah, well, they just had a match tonight, too. It was the Shield versus the Rhodes.
Yeah,
and the Rhodes won, shockingly enough.
Damn.
Yeah, they turned Goldust into Darth Maul.
Hold on. No, Darth Maul.
Yeah, like the way he was painted up, he looked like Darth Maul from Star Wars.
Damn. That's crazy.
Whenever I said that, the person in the chat said the same exact thing. I was like, what the fuck? Thinking the same shit.
I think it's funny how this fucking bitch, Julie Kitchell, just fucking pointed out the obvious up in Single Jugglers and Jugglers.
Man, don't even bring up that chat, man. It's just been ridiculous for, like, ever now. I just go in there just to read shit, like, this is absolutely ridiculous.
Hey, it's like, when the Killer C become a wrestler?
Who?
Killer C.
Killer C is a wrestler?
What? No, it's like, was he wrestling? Since when did he start wrestling? Since they got fucking gold dust and shit.
What the fuck are you trying to say?
I'm lost.
Maybe Killer C looks like gold dust. I don't know.
No, he doesn't. The hell are you talking about?
I don't know. I haven't seen that shit.
Come on. You know what gold dust looks like. You know what Killer C looks like.
Yeah. I should be.
It's not the same face paint at all.
Ah, okay.
And on top of that, don't kill a sea. You wear like some horns or some shit.
Yeah, he doesn't have any horns, huh?
And then Gold Dust is just gold and black.
Fucking A.
And then for some reason he's wearing red gloves, which
really?
Was out there. I guess he didn't have his original gloves.
So he went with gray.
Canada must have lost them.
Damn.
Since when they were there last, they lost all their luggage.
What the fuck?
I don't know. Sorry from the TV in the background.
The hell's chill watching?
Some basketball.
Basketball?
Why?
Yeah, all of them.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I'm just watching Denver beat Los Angeles. Crazy.
Yeah, I'm not really big on the basketball.
Oh, yeah. They're just whooping them. They don't even call them right. That's all.
I didn't even realize basketball was still going on.
It just started.
I thought it was now hockey and football now.
It's October.
Or the whole, you know, baseball thing still going on because... Yeah, I only know about that because the Pirates actually made it, so I have to hear about it.
Dang.
The Pirates sucked for, like, ever. And they finally make it into the playoffs.
At least they got someone. Seven, two, 58.
I think Chill needs to find a real sport to watch that's not in basketball.
What do you want him to watch? Golf.
No, how about bowling?
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
What's wrong with bowling, man? That's
I don't watch. I'll play.
I think bowling's a little more impressive than basketball.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
I mean, I ain't got no problem with bowling. Shit, I wish I could throw them fucking curveballs. Motherfuckers be throwing this shit, just getting
shit. My great uncle be doing that. He be getting them in sometimes.
When I bowl, I just fucking whip that shit down there. And if I get a strike, I get a strike.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Although this one big fat guy this one time was in the lane next to me, man. He was bowling strike after strike after strike.
Dang, I seen that happen.
I was like, I could take you.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, what the hell is my score? Probably something real low.
Dang.
Oh, man.
So where the hell you been at, Chill? You been working?
Yeah. Fuck you been at, nigga. Oh, my bad, cracker.
Man, I'm just busy.
Busy. Busy doing what? Do you got a job now?
Doing Molly.
Are you doing drugs again?
Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not.
Are you in the crack pipe again?
In front of Popeye's?
Man, I've been to Popeye's, like, I don't even care.
Are you on those drugs again, dancing in a gas station?
Baby.
With your music blasting?
Yeah. Okay. You're fucking white boy music over there?
Oh, yeah. You know
it. Yeah, Elvis Presley. He's Spears.
Bumping out the legs of some country shit.
Bumping some...
Yeah, like Esty. Some fucking Toby Keith in the background. Tim McGraw.
He went country, didn't he?
I bet you it does happen. I bet you if we asked his friends if he's ever done that, they'd say yes.
The only country music I ever listen to is Boondocks.
That's the only acceptable country right there.
Right, the only, yeah.
As for the other shit, not so much. Like, let's see, with like rappers, they rap about all their expensive cars.
Some
country, they sing about their
problem.
Beat up pickup truck.
Going to a club, country music. They looked at me like, oh, so stupid.
There he goes again, talking to himself.
Yeah, he tends to do that.
Yeah. No.
It gets quiet and then he starts talking to himself, yeah.
Phil, you realize you have people on the phone with you. You don't need to talk to yourself, man.
Yeah, all right.
I don't know. Maybe he feels he has better conversations with himself.
No.
Yeah, but more like even himself is probably telling him, what the fuck are you saying, nigga?
Well, there's no doubt that happens. It's kind of like that fucking singles group, man. It's like a broken record in there. Broken record in there.
Yeah, 16. Mm.
Dude, man, people were on her case today, man. That was hilarious. I was fucking reading through that shit because she made a post talking about how that chick's her, like, her teacher or some shit. And again, she put the 16 team. And then there's people all throughout the damn status fucking just making fun of that. Like, them people need to learn how to spell, for the love of God. This must be what it's like whenever there's, like, a sped kid fighting special ed class. They can't spell for shit, and it's ridiculous. I don't even understand half the shit they say. And then they start talking in another language like they're cool.
Wow.
Like, now nobody understands what the fuck you're saying. But the best was whenever they were pointing out the fact that she said 16 team, you know.
Bud.
Or for the fact that that girl was her teacher. And they kept calling her a pedophile because, you know, the girl's 16. She was great. Them people in there, man, if they would just shut up, man, these people would go away. But no, all these motherfuckers keep fighting with them.
Yeah, don't worry.
It's non-stop fighting, dude. They must have put in at least fucking 5 days worth of typing. Like, all day. It's ridiculous. But it hasn't changed. It's the same thing over and over again. Just being typed and over. And here's another thing, man. How the hell do these people have all these girls' nude photos and shit?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Let's get a couple of those.
Like, what the fuck is that shit? Like, where do they just randomly come from? I know damn well you ain't hacking everybody's fucking computers for that shit. Come on.
Okay.
And on top of that, the pictures that they're posting, I mean, who fucking cares, man? The bitches ain't even that bad. post them up like they're some nasty bitches or something.
I don't know. I think what's even funny is the fact that that dude Edward Gain actually fucking deleted some chick page, managed to hack that chick Anastasia's page and deleted just because of the fact she wanted to show him some tits.
Yeah, you know that's not a real person, right?
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know that's not really you.
Yeah, I know it's not him.
Alright.
I'm just saying, it's kind of funny that, you know, the fact that it, you know, apparently hacked into, you know, into someone's profile just because of that she wanted to show some tips.
Yeah, speaking of which, you should go take that address and whatever that girl posted and run it through Google and see if anything even comes up.
Probably will.
I just gotta find it.
Talking about how she called everybody out and nobody did anything and we're pussies and shit. I bet you if we ran that shit through the computer, like, it wouldn't even come up.
Call everyone out.
Like, you probably wouldn't even be there.
Right.
Yeah, apparently, you know, calling out like 5,000 people in the group, yeah. When only like 10 people answer you.
Whoever did that.
Yeah. See, the people that don't answer you are the smart ones. But, you know, and then on top of that, like, they can't fight, you know, just their own battle. They have to have at least 20 people with them in the same status fighting with them.
Trying to make themselves look bad.
Yeah, and then, like, if you notice, like, if there's one in there, and then, like, all the juggalos gang up on them. Why is there an echo? Who's on the phone?
I think that's probably me, because I ended up putting my hand over the speaker.
Like, it got real loud when I said juggalo. But anyway, when the juggalo attacked them. God damn it, I can't talk like this.
Oh, bud. I ain't trying again, man.
Then they don't have much to say. Let's keep it short and sweet here.
Juggalo.
Man, turn in that little bitch. Bitch.
What a bitch.
I wish I could talk with an echo. Echo.
Echo. Echo. Echo. Hello.
There it is.
Yeah, that's dumbing me when I put my hand over the fucking speaker.
Well, stop putting your hand over the speaker. And why should that affect me?
I have no idea. But I'm trying to find that bitch's, address there. Like.
Well, it's on top of a picture that was posted, I think, yesterday.
Fine here.
That's my money, motherfucker.
Wait, Chill's in that group, right? You're in that group, right?
What group?
The group that we're talking about.
Juggalo chat?
Oh.
The single juggalos and juggalettes?
Yeah. On Facebook? Hell.
Well, obviously.
Oh, I might say.
Juggalo chat room. That shit's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm really convinced that there's, like, no juggalos in there.
Man, this chick posted her ass on there. It was awesome. It was nice and fucking round.
Man, you act like you never seen an ass before, so, man.
It's like, I'll know who took it, but you see her ass. It's awesome. Oh, that's the shit.
Yeah, well, there's some titties in there and shit, too, so.
Damn.
case you're looking for that.
Show me some titties. I would love that song.
Well, once we're able to figure out how you talk with over there, until maybe we might go on your track there.
Well, clearly he's talking about ass and titties. Ass and titties.
Ass and titties. Ass and titties. Areola.
Might as well go on your track here while I'm tracking on that Fulton address.
All right.
I thought that I knew real love. See, I stole me something I never dreamed of. Yeah. And now, baby, my eyes are open wide. I really like the sight of your
oh my gentle Jesus, do you see those dogs?
Me and Tekadina, we love those toes. And something about the shows make them take off their clothes like
world. Look at those tickle bitty pretty ones. Itty bitty titty committee can even kick it with me.
And they showing cleavage and they flashing headlights. They drinking KCDs, they get their heads right.
I would love more than the areola. I love the over, the shoulder, bow, the holder. Then I can show you better than I can told you.
Okay.
Baby be going, but she coming too. Make me want to chew fruit. Oh, that's in front of you.
Hey.
Pink ribbons represent them. I'm an eyes of brown. I'm loving what's in them now.
Slither, the Nina blow her mind. She know when I get to drinking, I'm gonna give her overtime. See so many titties when I'm touring in Tulsa. They show me cause they dream of me cause I'm on her poster. She fine enough, she'll get the chance to get a little closer. Then I'm gonna be in her belly like a motherfucking Nosa. She can't fit them in Victoria's Secret. Cause baby is an ace, so her cup is the deepest. If you with the girl and she walk by, can't act like you don't see shit. Not only you, but the lady gonna ask her, yo, can I be bitch? Make me all do it cause I'll be slobbering. Got to bend them in all these different positions. I just want them to give them up and all be looking delicious. And tonight they trying to turn it up.
Count it, babe.
So let them crank it up a notch. Lifting up their tops and tally showing thanks. I thanks a lot. So yank your hot foot and stick the spot. I got a 34 double deer and tell her come here.
You're popping out of your double D. Knock about to come cuddle me. Watching out cause my cock is about to be hopping out to come trouble she. I'm gonna be your whore pet. Ironic like I let it more set. She knows that I wanted to take her bottoms off to keep on the beautiful corset. If you got them gone and take them out like bada bing. Titties, coochie, I'll take anything madam bring. It's not a thing. I love to see how them glitter. Yo, when God made Eve, what you think the first thing Adam seen?
I'm still trying to find that fucking address.
It's really not that important.
No, but it was just for hell then, so I can actually manage to find it. Unless the bitch decided to fucking delete it.
Man, who the hell knows, man? Like, the fact that them idiots are in there mainly just to upset people. But then, like, you have juggalos that think that they're juggalos, so they hate on other juggalos.
Man, that's fucked up.
So it's a big old clusterfuck in there.
Yeah. I know how that is.
It's like they got everybody hating on everyone for no reason.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But the best was whenever a dumbass bitch talking about her alleged girlfriend apparently get into a car accident or some shit. And then people were just straight up hating on that.
Damn.
Like, I hope she dies and shit like that.
Damn.
It's fucking great, man. Then people get shit because they go real hard on the person that was hating on them. You know, now we're supposed to care. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Right, straight up. Like, it's your fault for even saying something, dumb.
Like, if they want to troll, motherfucker, man, fucking then we could say the most fucked up shit back to them.
Yeah. Oh, that was kind of funny.
And then, of course, you know, they do the childish things where, you know, they take people's pictures and they write shit on them. Oh, that's funny. But then it was funny because then people took their pictures and wrote shit on them.
Damn.
Hey, what's even funnier is the fact that Wicked Candy decided to make these stupid ones ago when she decided to post up. Trolls, come out and play. Dumbass.
That was like
an hour
ago. No, man. She posted it again?
Yeah.
Yeah, and trolls are never too far away.
Yeah, and from the fact, you know, you're out there calling for them like a dumbass.
Well, what are they going to say? That they haven't already said like a million times already?
Exactly.
Yeah, and then they post up pictures talking about how they hate people that report shit. Well, you know. Go fuck yourself. Nobody cares what you like.
Watch.
Kind of like Joe, we don't care what he likes.
No one does.
He made it sound all depressing.
I don't care. I don't care. That's how it is.
I'm sure your buddy that you take half naked pictures with would mind.
Sure, I'll be happy.
I don't know, man. That's just real strange. Is that something that I should do?
Huh.
You like to go in the bathroom, take mirror pictures with your friends half naked?
That would be awesome. Yeah.
I'm just asking, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to do that.
You're gonna try to do that? You've done that. It's on your Facebook.
I'm gonna do it again.
Cause that was a little strange. Now that's something like girls would do.
Yeah, right.
But when two guys do it, it's like, what the fuck?
Oh, I don't know. I won't do that again.
What kind of drugs were you on?
Wait. But Chill almost just said, oh, no, I won't do that again. What the fuck?
Why did it happen the first time?
We were just taking pictures.
anyway. And I swear it was all messed up because of the fact that never in order. I mean, like, the fact, you know, like, you go to the top and, like, you see something that says, like, 24 hours ago. You went on to the bottom 9 hours ago. Like, what the fuck? You know, like, the older one.
That's
the
because,
bottom?
Man, the things that go to the top are the things that are just recently being commented on or something. That's how it works.
Yeah, which is why it makes it harder to find that address.
Yeah, here's another thing, man. Like, there are a bunch of hypocrites and whatnot in there, too. They're sitting there saying, fuck Juggaloos and all this shit. But then in, like, every fucking status, it's like, I don't hate Juggaloos.
Like, what the fuck? Yeah, all right.
Like, you just posted up a giant picture down there and said, fuck Juggaloos.
Alright. He don't know what you're talking about. But he don't know what you're saying.
Well, mainly it's, I don't know, what we think are dudes. And then a lesbian, you know?
Yo, someone actually gave me an idea up into the group.
Oh, great. Couldn't be that smart.
Well, consider
don't,
these people.
You should take the warning from Jackass. Please do not try this at home.
No. Because someone mentioned
bad grandfather.
Oh, no, because someone mentioned the fact that if they keep posting all these nude pictures and shit like that, that the group could get closed down. Now, what if everyone was to report all the nude pictures that these fucking trolls post up and just get the group shut down? For the hell of them.
I highly doubt the group would get shut down.
I don't know. I mean, ours almost got shut down because of it.
Because guess what? I already got two pictures removed earlier from that group. So fuck them.
So what? Hey, sorry, it's the game that taught you how to be a dick.
What?
That game, sorry? It teach you.
Oh, sorry, okay. Yeah.
She was hilarious.
Sorry.
It teaches people how to be dicks.
Man, I didn't need that game to figure that out.
Yeah, but apparently, tilted.
Right? It's like, nigga, you ain't sorry. You're gonna fucking pop me off the fucking board. You're gonna be like, you're sorry. No, nigga, that ain't fucking sorry. It's like, nigga, you a dick. It's like, it's not sorry. It's like, dude, I'm a dick.
Well, dog.
It's the meme. Fuck sorry. It's like, nigga, you're a dick. It's like, what is that?
Yeah,
don't fuck
that's
you
that's the new name of
sorry.
It. Nigga, you a dick.
Right? You dick, you a dick. Fuck sorry. It's like, your sorry don't mean shit to me, dick. It's like, that's the 10th time you did it to me.
Motherfucker. That's what they're going to do. They're going to bring that game back again.
Yeah.
But with that name.
Start, nigga, you a dick.
It'd be like the hood version.
Right, straight up. Like, bitch, I knocked you off. Nigga, you're a dick.
In his case, there's a bunch of black pieces and then like one white piece.
That's fucked up. Hell. And I'm that white piece. That's kind of fucked up.
Exactly.
Like, goddamn, what happened to the color? Like, nigga, you. So sorry. Nigga, you ain't sorry. You just bumped me off. Just get out and you still bump me. Nigga, what the fuck?
It's kind of like that, that racist commercial I saw for that new show they got on Nickelodeon, that Instant Mom show. Yeah, there was a commercial like it was saying the chick told a white lie or something, and then they cut to a shot of a white dude. I was like, the fuck?
Hey, it's like Robin Thicke turned into Terry Crews.
I think it was real racist, man, like on Nickelodeon. Dang.
Fucking weird shit, man.
Or like how I saw this thing on the news the other day, this cop ran somebody over in the middle of the street.
Oh, what the fuck?
I was like, man, I bet you nothing happens to that dude.
Right. Cops are always getting away with shit.
But the only thing that happened to him was that he was on leave now.
Damn. Sorry, that's fucked up.
Like, really?
That nigga
just fucking ran somebody the fuck over?
I think they died,
too.
That's fucked up. He killed someone in some place, and he got a... They fucking fired his ass. That's fucked up.
Yes.
Don't give him no trust. Man.
Like, really? If that would have been anybody else, man, you know...
They would have gone to fucking prison.
You know, like, they would have got killed.
Yeah. That's how life is. Bump you off. But, nigga, you ain't sorry. You just killed me.
Yeah, you see that? As long as you're a cop, man, you can do whatever you want.
Right? He's like, nigga, you a dick. Sorry, that's how life is. No, nigga, you a dick. Don't even fucking bring that shit up. From the makers of Brought You Sorry. Nigga, that's bullshit. You know, damn well, you ain't sorry, nigga. I saw that big ass grin. It's like, you was happy to take my ass off the board. Nigga, you got a big ass smile.
Then you have Chill, man. Chill will narrate the game.
Right? Nigga, smile because he bumped me off. Nah, nigga, hey. Watch when I fuck your ass off.
It'll sound exactly
nigga,
like this.
Shit, don't worry.
I wonder if Chill will ever realize you don't give a fuck about baseball or basketball or football.
Shit. What? Nobody's even talking about that.
Straight up, I only mentioned that once. That's what brings us up.
We're talking about sorry, and you're talking about sports.
Right. He ain't sorry.
That nigga ain't sorry.
And I thought I'd bring random shit in. Conversation. Fucking hilarious.
Nigga, you a dick.
Hell yeah, I am. Boom, peace.
Sorry.
Sorry. No, nigga, fuck that. So, nigga, I'm going to knock you off. Come back. This nigga still knocks me off. Sorry. Nigga, that's a damn lie. Stop fucking smiling. I'm sorry.
And then in the next round, they equip you with weapons.
Straight up, bam, knock you off permanently. Sorry, shit. Nah, nigga.
Your friend has stabbed you. Sorry.
Sorry, shit. Backstabbed again. I think we didn't save
you. You have been brutally shot up. Sorry.
Another betrayal. Sorry.
The hell, man? Did you just fall into the toilet?
Hold on.
It sounded like your phone was going in the water and
going around.
Oh, yeah.
Echo.
Ego.
16. Where's the echo at?
Yeah.
There it is. 16.
I can't smoke and drive.
I'm in my car.
You want to call the police if you don't put that cigarette out?
Get on the ground.
He's going for his life. Hold on.
I remember the first time we heard that, man. The chick was like, man, is that your skit? I was like, no.
I love that skit. I love that skit.
You're ruining it.
Oh, man. Well, at least now I know how to do the echo, which is good.
We sound like a bunch of retards all mashed together, talking on the phone.
Oh, wait. Speaking of which, gentlemen, thank you for reminding me. Do you remember Mr. Feeny from Boy Meets World?
Yeah.
I saw a Mexican Mr. Feeny today at work.
Damn.
Okay.
Like, straight up. Nah, like, this one Mexican looked completely like Mr. Feeny.
Yeah.
Did you tell him that?
Yes, and then he, yes, and then he started talking to me in Spanish.
You were like, "Kay?" Kay?
I was like, English. Do you speak it?
Man, nobody speaks English anymore.
Shit, I went to Home Depot a couple weeks ago. I seen fucking Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. That shit was hilarious.
So you saw a hippie?
Yeah, no, he looked like... I'm like, what the hell is this fool doing working at a hardware store? This nigga looking just like...
Wait, the person worked there?
At a hardware. He was like, hardware, what the fuck you doing at Home Depot? You should be busting
up. Speaking of Home Depot, man... Like, they got them big-ass boxes in there filled with, like, tools and shit, which they call, like a casket or whatever the fuck.
Oh, shit.
Remember the people, man, that were working there, whatever, kept saying shit, where I was like, man, I'm about to bury you all in this fucking thing.
That'd be awesome. So you could bury me in that shit.
Like, you know, you got shovels and all the, you know, things you need, and you got that big-ass box you can just shove bodies in.
That's the best... fucking Home Depot.
And like, on top of that, you there in the middle of the night, man. People won't know until at least morning.
Straight up, I brought my weapon from Home Depot. Yeah, I buried his ass. Took some guard tools to him. Shit, I bought me a hatchet. Man,
shit, man, they got sledgehammers, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Shovels. Things that cut, you know. Oh, they got, you know... They got fire. You know.
Case that motherfucker in cement.
So, you know, get it all done.
Straight up. It's like, oh, that's just another collection. That looks like...
No, oh, yeah, you got, like, rat poison and shit like that, too.
You've got me pissing in the casket.
Got you pissing in the casket.
Yeah.
Well, that reminds me. I'm never going to take Havoc to a funeral.
Why not?
Unless it's his.
Oh, damn.
Or Kira's. Or Ed Gein. Or.
Because this motherfucker would be pissing in the casket.
He'd be pissing on everything.
He'd be like, I gotta go to the bathroom real quick. And then you turn your head, and next thing you know, what the fuck? Hey!
Sorry, shit. It's like,
a,
sorry,
like a little
shit.
Child,
damn,
man,
shit.
You know, not listening, like, going and doing shit. Bad things.
Sorry, dick. This nigga going to pee on someone. Sorry, shit. No, nigga, he ain't sorry.
Like, I thought you were going to the bathroom.
Over here pissing on niggas. What the fuck out of here? Golden shower, free golden shower. That's all it is.
I know, right? Free golden showers for the showers for the dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, I got THC in mine.
Did you say you got THC in your piss?
Yeah.
Hell's he popping? He's popping some pills over there.
Shit, I'm popping some pills. Popping pills like popcorn.
I'm popping, mint.
Oh, shit, I'm popping nipples.
Popping nipples?
Why the fuck are you popping nipples for?
Just one. No, I'm just playing. Speaking of skimp, fuck it. I went to this gas station to buy some Chex Mix. You know how they have those big ass bags?
Oh, you kidding, man? You went to the gas station to buy rap snacks?
No, Chex Mix. Whatever. You want a call? Fuck it, hey, they like, it's like, not
anyway.
Even fucking regular bag. I'm like, what the fuck? They talk about life's too fucking short to skip. Then they're skipping on fucking pop too. It's like, what the fuck?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
They're skipping on a lot of shit nowadays.
Oh, man. What are they skipping on?
They're skipping on Chex Mix, pop, all kinds of fucking shit.
So you're saying that they didn't have any Chex Mix?
They did. It wasn't like the normal bag that came in it. Like a little fucking... It's fucking fucked up.
Don't. Well, here's a question. Did you buy the Chex Mix?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Problem solved.
Skimpy ass fuck, though. I don't even trip.
So tell me, Chill, do you have wrap snacks?
Huh?
Do you have wrap snacks in your stores?
That's a wrap snack. That's
do you know what a wrap snack is?
Not really.
It's a bag of potato chips.
Oh.
That you can only find in the hood.
Oh, really? That's fucking weird.
It is. It has, like, wrappers on it and shit.
Oh, that shit. Yeah, I seen that. They got a fucking Drake in or someone. I don't even know. I forgot who, but there's a liquor store that'd be selling. What the fuck?
A liquor store? What the hell are you doing in a liquor store? You're not old enough.
Buy some, like, alcohol?
Alcohol?
Alcohol. Oh shit, I got that Stevie Stone album. That shit's fucking hard as fuck.
It was about time you bought that album.
Yep, also Angelic. I finally got fucking new Nightmare mixtape.
Oh yeah, you buy that in a store?
Yep.
I've never seen it in the store.
They have shitloads, man. Like, what the fuck? Oh, now, so like fucking a month later, I go by, I pick that shit up. Now y'all want to sell.
So you got the one with the remix on it then?
Yep, the monstrosity. Yep, I like the original one better. That shit. Okay.
Well, what the hell? What's the other remix come with?
Just that. It's like 10 tracks. That's all it is.
No. The other remix. Was that just on iTunes or some shit?
I guess so. Down With Us remix and that one.
Yeah.
Maybe one more. I'm not even sure.
I should have just put them both on the fucking CD.
Straight up. Shit. They got a moment you've been waiting for coming out. I'm like, goddamn. Try to come out with some more CDs before fucking shit goes.
Well, then they're dropping that, you know, House of Crazy CD, you know, all the old shit.
Yeah.
New track on it.
Yeah. I got
it. Comes out this month, 22nd.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. just so y'all know, you might wanna stock up on food while you can.
Why is that?
Because the fucking
government shutdown, huh?
Government shutdown and the truckers are going on strike.
Oh, shit. Well,
the truckers are going on strike. Who gives a flying fuck?
Rob niggas. Like, rob niggas fucking the
government. Yeah, man, I'm going to rob niggas and be like, nigga, you a dick.
Right? Just bam, sorry. It's like, nigga, I'm robbing. Truckers went on strike, too. Government shut down. So fuck it. Who's going to stop me? Screw the pigs. I'm hungry.
Like, we hungry.
Yep, this all y'all got left. Just boxes. I want what's behind this door. Give me some GM too.
he's just taking his chances. Taking what's behind the door. I don't know. That kind of reminds me of that movie that I watched today, World War Z.
Oh, yeah? How was that?
Really don't think the movie really had a point.
I didn't get it in the previews. So why bother?
Like, apparently, just randomly, this outbreak of some kind took over the world. So you got these fast-ass zombie-like things running after people and eating them. But these damn things are, like, dumb as shit. Like, they're real fast, but they flop around like fish. And they jump off buildings just to crash into the ground. And then they run up to cars, and they smash their head off the windshield until they bust through the windshield and shit.
That's so
ridiculous. Yeah, and by the end of the movie, there's still really no point to it.
I bet. Except
for the fact that, like, you know, they're trying to find a cure to, like, where they can, you know, avoid being attacked.
Yeah.
Which, you know, they eventually do find that at the end there. But, it was just really fucking stupid. There was no point at all.
Right. Sound like it isn't.
Like, they didn't even tell you how these things even came about. No answers, no nothing.
They just leave you pointless.
Yeah. Just leave you like, what the fuck?
Or was like, that's awesome. It's like, whatever, man. I'm confused.
Like, first off, you got fast ass zombies.
Right.
Which never happens. And then, you give us a terrible ending. Kind of like that Getaway movie I watched. They never give you the answers to that either.
Yeah.
But it does look like there's going to be another one. Maybe they will answer the questions in that one.
Hopefully.
The question is, with the second one, have Selena Gomez in it, or no?
Well, I sure hope so. But probably not.
Exactly.
Pretty much the only reason I watched that movie.
I think that's pretty much the only reason why anybody watched that movie.
Sure as hell wasn't for Ethan Hawke.
No. Ethan Hawke is the only reason why Chill would watch that movie.
Why is that?
He does like white boys.
Exactly.
But then, speaking of movies, the We Are the Millers, that movie reminds me if me, Havoc, and Chris did a movie. That's what it would be like.
Man, I'm pretty sure if Chris did a movie with us, he'd be dead first.
Because you got the real stupid asshole that, you know, gets us into shit. That, you know, that he should probably just shut the fuck up about Chris, okay? And then he got the other two people, man. That'd be me and Havoc. Just, you know, the real asshole person. That'd be me. Or even Havoc.
Exactly. Speaking of movies, there is a new horror movie coming out that I think Gail G should check out.
Oh, yeah? Is it as good sounding as the other one with the three wrestlers in it?
This one's even better. This one's called Nothing Left to Fear.
Nothing Left to Fear. I didn't even watch No One, was it? No One Lives.
Well, actually, Nothing Left to Fear, that's not even part of WWE. This is actually movie that was actually produced by Slash, actually.
Who does he know about making movies?
I don't know, but the previews fucking look, from the previews, it looks fucking good. You guys might like it.
Yeah, you also said that the Metallica movie looked good, too.
It does.
But the movie's probably fucking retarded. Probably like all them rest of them gay ass 3D band movies. Like, what the fuck the old Metallica flying in my face for?
That's true.
I don't know. 3D movies don't usually work whenever I watch them anyway.
Well, that's the funny thing. I mean, but, like, okay, now, movies like that, why the fuck do they even need to be in 3D? I mean, I understand if it's, like, a cartoon-type movie or something like that that needed to be in 3D, but why the fuck does that, you know, when it's actual real people, does it need to be in 3D?
Why do they need to make 3D TV? TV doesn't do that.
I think that would be, like, the same concept here.
Right, but it's for I don't know why they try and do that.
But I don't know. Never really did like 3D movies.
They're terrible. Try to make it intense. What's up, man? Just leave it where it is.
Except for, like, you know, like I said this before, and Havoc said he's never been to SeaWorld. So.
There's not a lot of stuff I like in this world.
Like I'm saying, like, they had movies there. Like, they were, like, real 3D movies and shit. Like, the shit, like, came out at you and shit. Like, those were actually pretty cool. But then you got the ones in the actual theaters where, like, you put the fucking glasses on and nothing happens. Like, this doesn't even look 3D.
That made me mad. Racist bastard.
Kind of like whoever the hell decided to go watch Saw in 3D.
Oh, yeah.
There's probably nothing 3D about that.
Uh-uh.
A little bit of blood, maybe, flying at you. I like they had Jackass 3D.
Yeah. That was kind of pointless.
Yeah, I mean, Chill did enjoy that, though. He does, like, male genitalia flying in his face.
He probably does.
I'd rather see female. That should be awesome.
Wait. What's that, Chill? Did you say that? Did you say you'd rather see she-male?
No. Females. 3D. Hold on.
That was like them people that pointed out whenever, like, like Samara would come out of the screen and shit. It's like, why the hell can't this happen in the porn that I watch?
It's like, look, Mom, it's jumping at me.
I mean, you know, if they really want Samara coming through the screen, all they gotta do is go to fucking Carrie's house. There you go.
Oh, real?
Speaking of Carrie, I think she turned into, like a gangster white kid.
Why?
Because she's all, like, Ebonic speaking now. And, I don't know, talking about, do you even lift, bro? Apparently she's into lifting now. So I don't know, man. She's different with every dude that she dates.
I know. Like, why the fuck can't you just be yourself?
So is she still a juggalit, or it's out of the picture like two boyfriends ago?
Never quite.
No.
Because the last guy, man, she couldn't talk to nobody.
And
she did some weird shit. Then he's gone. And now she's like a power lifter, white, black kid, playing video games all the time.
All right, Chill.
What are you talking about? Chill doesn't work out.
Yeah. That shit ain't.
Sure he does.
Ollie. Fuck, I'll probably still be the same by the fucking next month. Shit's bullshit. I can work out for about 3 weeks and no fucking progress. Bullshit.
Did you say no polygraph?
No progress.
I was about to say, what the fuck?
They said eat more. I'm trying. Fuck no.
Eat more? What, are you trying to get fat?
I wish I could. I won't have to worry about fucking working out. I'll just fucking eat the motherfucker.
You'll eat the workout.
What the fuck is eating more have to do with a polygraph?
No. Progress.
Dude, he definitely said polygraph, though.
Yeah, he did.
What
the fuck does that have to do with a fucking polygraph?
I'll eat that, too. I'll eat that.
I'll eat that, too.
Hell yeah. That's what's missing.
But what he's saying is he can work out a lot, but he gets no results.
Yep. Boy, shit. I'm not even trying. Fucking weak shit.
Well, hit up Carrie. Maybe she can give you some tips.
Yeah.
Shit. Eating don't help either.
Whatever you do, do not ask her. You know, teach her to swim, because apparently she doesn't know the difference.
I'll make her swim.
See. I don't know. She can give you some nice powder drinks or whatever the fuck that shit is.
Maybe some steroids. No, fuck that.
I don't know what that shit is because I don't work out.
Speaking of steroids, I've been waiting for that shit since the ninth grade. Nigga never did show me.
See, you got steroids in the ninth grade?
No, I was waiting on it. This was like, you need some steroids? I'm like, yeah. Nigga never show up that whole year.
You said, yeah? Why the fuck would you need steroids?
So I could get big. That nigga didn't never show up again. Never did call me.
This motherfucker's still waiting for him.
Straight up. I just gave up. I forgot all about that shit, you know?
But shit like that, I will say that those stacker 2 pills, man, that shit will give you a lot of energy, yo.
Shit. They probably couldn't hold me in high school. Got me galloping off the fucking wall. I was like, fuck your pop, nigga. I'm gonna go get me a fucking glass figure.
Fuck it, yeah, man. Took one of those and went to school, man. And that shit was real weird because, like, you had all this energy and shit, but you were just sitting in class.
See, but you, bitch.
then all these like black kids will be dancing and shit. Like you start wigging out. Like, fuck.
That shit's fucking weird.
Yeah, kids were always so fucking loud and obnoxious in school.
Yeah, dude, it's getting weak out here. It's getting to a point where you can't walk the streets no more. Bullshit.
Why is that? They all out there dancing.
They kill you for walking now. I was like, what the fuck? They just be killing people lately on the streets. Like, fucking bullshit. You can't go nowhere without niggas fucking killing niggas on the street. I'm just trying to get, you know, just get some fucking fresh air.
Nigga, I'm just trying to get some trail mix. Like.
Right? Niggas just getting fucking popped the fuck off. It's like, sorry, shit. Like, nigga, you ain't sorry. You just killed the poor bastard.
So, yeah, man. too much GTA.
So that nigga didn't even do nothing. He just walking, you dick. And you sorry for that? Hell no. You die, you just deserve it because you probably fucked with that fool. If he didn't do nothing, then why the fuck you even fucking do it? Makes no sense. That's your fault. So I'm sorry, nigga. That's what you get for being a dick.
And we're back.
Kill people who really actually deserve it. Actually. That's who.
Yeah. Like Havoc.
What the... Oh, yeah, I had another McGriddle. Guess whose face I seen it? So I had another McGriddle. I seen his face again. That shit is fucking getting weird.
What the hell are you talking... What did you just say?
The McGriddle. I seen his face in it. It's fucking
crazy. And he's still seeing your face in McGriddles, Havoc.
I never even fucking McGriddles again. It's fucking fought me. So where the fuck is him at?
Speaking of which, him and Haystack have a CD coming out next month.
Who? Jelly Roll?
Jelly Roll and Haystack.
Oh, what the fuck? They doing this? Is Lil White going to be on it?
I have no idea. It's going to be like an album like that, I guess.
Oh, right, really?
Except it's
crazy.
With Haystack.
That's going to be pretty fresh, actually.
Yeah, I sure hope so.
It probably will. That's Haystack.
It's like Haystack, you know, he's been slacking lately and he lost a lot of weight.
Oh, really? Shit, that's gonna be weird.
He's all skinny now and shit.
I bet. Like, remember how Mad Drunk dropped some of his weight?
Yeah, yeah, it's exactly like it.
Wow.
Although, Jamie Madros wasn't that fat.
Yeah. Like, on the Cypher, what, fucking three? Oh, damn. That nigga hella fucking lost weight. Sure.
Was it on the third one that we just randomly saw him all skinny?
When they were all in red?
But was that the first time that we saw that he was skinny?
I do believe so.
That's a good question.
Remember on the second one, he's pretty fat.
I think it was whenever they got arrested or whatever. They posted up that mugshot of them all skinny.
Yeah. That was like way before then. No, that was after. I'm fucking confused. I remember the mugshot.
Yeah. Because then people started saying shit.
Yeah.
He's on some drugs or some shit.
Yeah, I bet that pissed him off. I wouldn't blame him. Being pissed.
And then what was it? It was something where some little kid was like, you were like my role model or some shit, because he's like a little fat kid or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
But now he's all skinny. He's like, what are you doing?
That should be weird. Fat kids, are you with me? I love that song.
Put something we can shake our motherfucking rolls to.
Turn on the fan. It's about to get sweaty. Man, that song is a shit. I love that song.
It's a good old.
Hell yeah. Green Book was all their shit's pretty good shit, too.
Well, duh.
Yeah,
except maybe like Independence Day.
Oh, I love that album.
You love everything. What are you talking about?
Not everything.
Okay, what don't you like?
Shoot.
Let's see.
Man, boys, child molesters, the government.
Man, all I heard was the government and child molesters.
I don't give a fuck about them. They call you the big fat glass of dick for all this shit.
Big fat glass of dick.
Yo, give me.
So apparently he would love a big glass of dick then, apparently.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. That's what they get.
He don't give a fuck, man. He likes that.
That's what they like. Yeah, I don't care. Fuck the government.
Okay, when we asked this question, we were referring to music.
Oh, okay. I don't like Eminem. I don't like Lil Wayne. Shit. Ludacris.
You don't like Austin?
Huh? Oh, what the fuck? You don't like him. I don't. Just like.
Go ahead, man. Sorry. Keep brainwashing him. Keep telling him that he doesn't like Austin.
I don't like Big Rush either. Fuck them.
Like Austin. You don't like. Yeah, Austin.
Hobson.
I don't like big...
Okay, anyway, he has two there. He said Lil Wayne, and he doesn't like Ludacris.
Two Chainz.
Retarded.
He got crack. Good for him. Go smoke that. Whack out for your shit.
You going, man?
That's it? Just three people?
No. Fuck Rich Gang, Future, Weekend, B.O.B. with, shit. I hate those people. I hate the mainstream. Put it that way.
We kind of figured that when you said fuck Lil Wayne and all them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seeing as how pretty much everybody you named was mainstream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. I don't give a fuck.
You know you don't give a fuck.
They're all too busy worried about price tags and price tags and Maybachs. I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
Price tags and Maybachs. Who gives a fuck? But nigga, you can afford them. I'm trying to get somewhere. Nigga, you rapping. I gotta fucking struggle even harder. So I gotta struggle. I don't give a fuck. I'm not fucking hating. That's how life is.
Were you just hating on them because all they do is rap?
They trying to turn money into gang. What the fuck?
Oh, God damn it, Joe. You need a new argument.
Yeah. He really does.
every time we talk about this, you always talk about that.
They play Tech N9ne on the radio. That's fucking weird.
What?
They play Tech on the radio. That's fucking weird.
What the hell radio they play that on?
I don't know. Fucking Hot Jams, whatever the fucking station out here. I don't give a fuck about it. I really don't.
Hot Jams. I think I recently just saw that.
It's a Kansas City station.
Is that where Lando Cloud's from?
Hey, man, I want to thank each and every one of you.
Fuck off.
Havoc. Are you transforming now? You're transforming?
Havoc, we're transforming
now.
You fucking Autobot.
What are you, Autobot or a Decepticon?
God damn it, Optimus Prime, answer me.
I'm a Decepticon, bitch. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Bumblebee, will you answer me?
I'm not Bumblebee. Nigga, I'm Jetstream.
Not you, nigga, damn. The other nigga.
Fuck your team, nigga. Fuck the Autobots.
Nigga, you a
dick.
Yeah,
by the way, they're officially back to the original sound. Dumber, I ain't from a performer.
Fuck the police straight.
What? What's back to the original sound?
Hell, straight black. Fuck the lights, nigga.
I made it say once. Mr. Molly there, shut the fuck up. That never happens, but nah, man, Korn is definitely back to their old sound.
That's great, but I asked you where the hell Lando Cloud was from.
Lando Cloud? Who the fuck knows?
Straight up.
Come on. Any from where the fuck Chill was at?
I don't even know. I don't know shit about this thing.
Yeah, he is. He's from Kansas City.
The Constitution.
Yeah, and he just mentioned that radio station that plays Tech N9ne or whatever. And I think I just saw a picture of Lando Cloud that he posted of him being interviewed by that radio station.
Okay. I don't really give a fuck.
Never.
Whatever they want.
Well, you better start giving a fuck.
No.
Yeah.
What try to make you do lately? Is like, nigga, I don't give a fuck. So I don't care if people be like, tell me, about what the fuck do I got to care about?
You got them started, Ghetto G.
You gotta understand that it's no longer DGAF and it's IGAF, alright? You understand? I even got it on a t-shirt.
66888-46993. That's what I
want to
say on it.
What? What the fuck was that?
46993. Get that on a hat. Get that on a shirt. Get that on a pants.
What
is
it?
Why?
What the fuck? What the hell?
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm on the I'm sorry.
You're not sorry. What the hell are you talking about?
I was just saying 66888-46993.
What
the fuck is that?
Man, is that some Tech N9ne bullshit?
That's what I just said.
Fucking saying random ass numbers.
Yo. That you go and fucking. That's your number.
I think I only knew that because that damn number thing is right here on this poster in front of me.
Man, that shit's hilarious. Are you showing me how much knowledge you have? Nah, nigga, I'm just showing you nut house and what it means.
I just thought you were saying random numbers.
That's what niggas always think. They give fucking 67.
Maybe Chill does make sense. We just never know what the fuck he's saying. Okay?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Maybe he's not just completely retarded.
Shit, I thought I was.
See, that's the first step, admitting.
Yeah. So why the fuck do I need a diploma then? shit.
So you could prove that you've made it through school.
Fuck, I didn't made it to school for bullshit. I didn't feel like I earned that shit. I don't know why that shit handed to me.
So are you saying that you shouldn't have graduated?
Well, I don't even know why the fuck they gave me a diploma. They said I had to pass a fucking GED test. I felt it. All of a sudden, I get a fucking...
You can take that as a yes.
Fuck, that shit even makes sense. Shit makes no sense.
So you failed school.
To me, I...
But they still passed you.
Straight up. It makes no sense. They gave you a list to complete this classroom task and a GED test. Hours in. I did all that, and I didn't pass no GED test. I thought I didn't get no diploma, so okay, I just work again. Then all of a sudden, I get a call saying I get my diploma. I was like, that shit's fucking weird.
Sounds like something that would happen to Havoc.
Damn. That would be pretty cool for him.
He would completely fail, but he would still make it.
That's what I don't get. Why the fuck me?
It's because you're white.
It's not fucking fair. It's not fucking fair.
Yeah, the racist. You're white.
Right here.
This world's fucked up. Hard to get a job, but easy to get a gun. All right, that sounds better, I guess. Get myself a gun. Just to walk around for the fuck of it.
I'm really not quite sure if that's the same thing.
Well, the kill it is.
Guns are easy to get a hold of than fucking a job. Fucking
you just
weird.
Go to the fucking gun shop and buy a fucking gun, man.
Straight up, that's all it is. So we try to apply, you can't get
a job. That's like
dog.
Going to the store and buying food. Anybody
yeah,
can do
about
it.
A job, though. I wish that shit would happen. Job flying out the sky. I'm like, hell yeah, nigga. That's the shit.
No, it's only zombies flying out the sky now.
Oh, hell yeah. What's next? They're going to fly through and chase your ass?
They get flopped to the ground.
They get
gonna jump at your neck, and they're going to eat you.
That should be like, my nigga is smart, nigga. They get fall.
You're going to be driving down the street in your car, and they're going to be banging their head off of your fucking
window.
No, they
just fly through the windshield, snatch your ass up, fly it. Just fucking ripping off niggas' head.
Because apparently zombies are now fast like cheetahs and shit.
Oh, shit, that should be crazy. Just walking down the street. Damn, nature, you scary.
Like, you definitely got to stick to that shit they tell you in Zombieland. You got to have good cardio.
Straight up. Don't forget the double tap.
Exactly.
Load up on tons of Twinkies.
Well, that's not going to help your cardio.
Shit. Cool. You something to eat?
Well, then again, it might help his cardio if he's dodging the Twinkies.
Just dodge Twinkie, bitch. What?
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking.
Or you could just eat all the Twinkies and...
Strip. I'll shoot all those Twinkies and piss that fool off. I want to see how pissed he gets.
Yeah, but again, you got to realize, children eat the Twinkies. He throws them at people.
Yeah, that's right.
Or just straight up shoot them. Just see who gets pissed off.
Yeah, he would just shoot the Twinkies.
I'll piss that fool off on land for the Twinkies. Like, I'll blow holes in them with a shotgun.
You say you blow holes in them?
Just to piss that fool off.
Just to get the creamy filling. What did the Twinkies ever do to you?
I don't know. Won't make them fat?
They won't make me fat.
Bullshit.
It won't make me fat if I shoot them up.
Right? As I'm saying. 5 Twinkies later, I'm fucking fat. Like, goddamn, I need a fucking...
Damn, you got fat off of 5 Twinkies, man.
Straight up. That should be awesome.
That's like...
Goddamn.
Like, what the fuck?
I don't know, that shit's fucking weird. It made no sense to me. What's up?
You made no sense to us, so it works out.
Straight up.
Hell was that? Old school Nintendo games.
Oh, shit, I missed the 64. That shit was fucking hard. That shit was hilarious.
Okay, when I say old Nintendo games, I don't mean Nintendo 64.
Oh, the Super Nintendo. Super Nintendo.
Okay, you guys got to realize, me and you actually grew up with the old Nintendos. He grew up with the N64.
I didn't grow up with that either. I grew up with the Genesis, too. Sega was shit.
What the fuck did you grow up with, then?
He said Sega Genesis.
Fucking Sonic the Hedgehog, nigga. That was my shit.
Man, I fucking hated that game.
Man, Sonic was beast. I like how he goes Super Sonic. He's like fucking Goku, going Super Saiyan. Like, that's beast. Shit. Like,
non-gym,
nigga, that nigga's a
piece. Shit, man. I remember playing that damn game, Paperboy.
Paperboy never heard of it.
There goes Heavy's random shit.
Oh, shit. What is he, Thomas now?
Thomas
Tank Engine.
What the fuck?
This nigga is a fucking train.
Are you the red train that couldn't?
Shit, yeah, like always. Like always. Nigga's like, you can't do it. No, nigga, I can't even get up this damn hill. Y'all niggas yelling in my ear, I can do it. Nigga, I take one step. No, oh, he fell. Nigga, fuck you. Sorry, shit. Nigga, I don't give a fuck. That's why I don't try. You need to try more. Nah, nigga.
Do you have these type of conversations with other people?
Yeah.
Is that really how you guys communicate?
No.
Probably is.
Like, I can't walk one step, nigga. What you talking about, nigga? Or get up, nigga.
Right? Oh, nigga, I just barely got up. You gonna tell me to get up, nigga? Fuck you.
But, like, I'll eat that too, nigga. Sorry, and shit, nigga.
Bumping off this, bumping niggas off the game. Sorry, shit. Stop, nigga, you ain't sorry, you're a dick. You're a dick. Like, shit, that's where I got it from, that game, sorry. So that's how you learn to be a dick? Yep, nigga. Pow, right in the face. I'm like, sorry. Nigga, you a dick. You have to kick me in the face. Sorry. Like the game says.
All right, man. Relax.
All right.
Yeah, never, never.
Never, never what?
That was me. Shit. Was... Like Grandma's Boy. That shit was fucking hilarious as fuck. I want a room like that. That should be awesome.
Of course she doesn't have a microwave. She's like 100 years.
Oh, I want that room so bad. That should be awesome. Get the shit off me.
The fuck is this shit?
Never, never, never. I don't ever.
And we're back.
Wow, it's quiet as a motherfucking nigga up on here.
Yeah, man, but yeah, get them, like I was saying. It's the entire original Korn back again. This is the fact that Brian Head Welch is back with the group. And what the fuck are you watching, Jill?
I don't know, Adult Swim. The Venture Brothers. Yeah. I guess.
Sure.
Ghetto G died.
Yeah. Nick,
oh, wait, we will...
Nick.
I bet you any fucking chills can end up watching X Factor this year.
Shit. I don't keep up with that shit.
I know Gil G will probably watch it just for what's the name? Oh yeah, Kelly Rowland.
Damn. Man, fuck out of here, man. She's dumb as shit. Picking them weak ass motherfuckers. I saw her picking shitty ass people that couldn't sing.
Damn.
Yeah, I think Joe has a better chance. Well, like boys and Molly's.
Yeah, right.
Everybody's so dead.
Oh no.
Man, you haven't said shit. Why are you so dead?
Straight up.
I'm tired. I've got an excuse to be dead. Tired of shit from that fucking long ass shift today.
Damn.
Man, you could have been sleeping from fucking yesterday. What the...
He could have been sleeping today.
Well, don't forget. I worked an 11-hour shift today.
No, I'm just saying, you could have been sleeping yesterday to the point where you had to wake up today. So you should be well rested.
Straight up.
Yeah, it should be, except then after a 11-hour shift, man, like you just start dying down.
Thank you.
Well, at least now we know Chill watches some insane shit.
Oh,
all kinds of fire.
Get out of there. You got to evacuate.
No. Evacuate, nigga. That's why. Never mind. Nigga, your ass need to evacuate. You're cocooned, too. Who the fuck is Larry? I don't even know this fool. He was me up on Facebook. Like, nigga, I don't know you.
Sure.
Adventure Bro shit on Adult Swim. Hell no. Hell no.
Joe, exactly why are you telling your mother that you're gay?
That's what he said.
I mean, then again, she probably didn't figure that one out. She's walking on you.
That's fucked up. Shut down. They got some bomb ass weed though, for sure. Fucking crazy. It's like shit, man. We get some of this shit you want. Fucking. Oh, that shit's fucking crazy. Suck my glove. Lick my glove. Bitch.
Joe, what's your favorite end? Okay, Joe, do it here. Wait until you're off the show to talk to your boyfriend like that.
There ain't no one here. I was talking about stupid ass people. Suck my globe, bitch. Forward, folks.
Wow. You really love that show, huh?
I'm watching South Park.
Apparently. So much that he's scaring the shit out of me.
Damn, looks like my work here is done.
And what work is that?
Looks like my work is done. Woo! Sorry. Sorry for the laugh. Sure, I would love to stab someone in the gut and open up. Stab someone with an umbrella in the gut and open it up. That should be awesome.
Oh, I think we're going to let him go watch his Adventure Brother. I'm going to go pass
hey,
the
watch
fuck out.
Watch himself,
whatever, goodbye.
Yeah, there you go.